Thank you. Oh, I'm excited. Yeah, so I never remember not stuttering and not going to speech therapy. It was probably around the ages of 2, 3, 4 when my verbal communication was just beginning, when my parents noticed that I was having some difficulty. And compared to my twin brother, we were kind of at different levels. So my parents proceeded to take me in to our the doctor, and then I went to a specialist. And it was determined that I did, in fact, have a speech impediment or a stutter. From there, I was enrolled in speech therapy at Melbourne College, Western University. That's where my first experience with therapy was. They have really great masters of speech therapy students that run their clinics. So I had a really good opportunity to kind of get my feet wet with therapy there. From a fluency standpoint, Greg, I didn't really notice kind of how serious speech was, probably until my later youth. So I'd say between the ages of 7 and 9. And for me, I think why I noticed it then in particular is because that's when the bullying started. I think when kids are really young and when you don't have that emotional awareness or intelligence maybe yet, because you're just so innocent that I never really thought anything of it. But it was as I got older and into my early tweens, I guess you would call it, that's when I really noticed that I really struggled with my speech. And I would rate my fluency probably as low as a 20 to 30% at times, because I really, really struggled with my hard consonants, so my B's, P's, D's, G's. And having a name like Jessica DeLuce really was a challenge growing up as a kid. So probably around that time, as my speech kind of digressed, I moved into private sector speech therapy. I went to a few different ones, and I'm the first to say that if I don't vibe with someone right away, it's really not going to go well for either person. And it wasn't until I met Lori Holmes. She owns a private practice in London called Holmes Well Spoken. I met her, and I think it was a match at true sight, if you will. She kind of from day one challenged me. I was always one of those kids that had to be challenged, and it was with her every Monday night at 5:30 for Oh gosh, I would say at least 6 to 8 years. And every week, all we do is, first of all, talk about how my week was, why I think my stuttering was better or worse that week. And then we do some pretty significant practice with my targets and or however everyone calls them. I call them my targets. And it was through repetitive practice and the buy-in from my parents as well that Lori really encouraged my parents' involvement with my speech therapy, because it I wasn't alone in my journey was how my speech truly, truly progressed to where it was today, or to where it is today. Probably around 13, 14 is when I kind of mastered all of my targets, and it then became a very kind of mental game for me, if you will, in the sense that I knew what I had to do to get myself out of a block or to get a sound out. But if I didn't believe I could do it, then nothing, it wouldn't matter how well I knew my targets. So from 14 to about 18 is when the mental game of stuttering really, really comes in and takes place. And being 27 now, it's still a mental game for me, but it was those really crucial years in high school where I really had to, it was all on me. It was only I was the one that could determine how my fluency was. So it took a lot, but somehow I'm now working in human resources on the phone from 8 to 10 hours a day, dealing with both good and bad, which can cause my speech to be better or worse depending on the type of conversation. And I get through it and I accept that, you know what, there will be bad days and we just got to take it one day at a time, but I know I can do it. So yeah. No, it's been a pleasure. And Greg, I'm so happy that we've been able to meet virtually and be able to chat a few times. And I know I'm hoping that this is just the beginning for us working together. And I will be bothering you with all the questions and advice as I kind of get and move forward with the Well-Spoken Foundation. And I can't wait to maybe come back on and update. And yeah, I'm just really excited for what the next few years hold. Perfect. Yeah, thank you. Bye now.